Welcome back into Inside the Numbers. We're going to take a look now at the Orange Bowl. That's going to be played Saturday night, 8 p.m. kick on ESPN from down in, I don't know, what is it, Hard Rock Stadium now? Mike Bernard, it's been Joe Robbie Stadium, Pro Player Park. I don't know what it is now, but where the Dolphins play, that's where they're going to that's where the Orange Bowl will be played. It's Wisconsin and Miami. Wisconsin, the Big Ten runner-up. Miami, the ACC runner-up. These teams last met back in the 2009 Champ Sports Bowl in Orlando, and the Badgers won that game 20-14.
Right, and talk about the stadium. We've both been in that stadium, and it's, you know, not the greatest venue, but it's, we've seen worse. But it seems to have a new name. It seems every other, you know, couple of years. That this game caught my eye right when it point spread came out, Coach. The game is in Miami. Wisconsin, they really didn't garner respect all year from odds makers. And now they open the Badgers as a touchdown favorite in Miami. Without handicapping any other factors, the line itself tells me that Wisconsin is going to take care of business here.
You look at what the Badgers did in the Big Ten championship game against Ohio State. I think Ohio State played probably about as well as they could play. I think Wisconsin was a little bit overwhelmed by being in that atmosphere. At least they didn't get blown out 59-0 like they did a few years ago. But Miami, last couple of games, they just looked bad. There's no other way to describe it. Early on in the season, they were playing with tons of confidence. Didn't matter where they were ahead, behind. They just kept playing and seemed to find a way to win. But at Pitt, in their last regular season game, they lost by 10, still had a chance to win that one late. But then they go play Clemson in the ACC championship game, and Clemson just beat them. Beat them bad, 38-3. Hurricanes had made their living off creating turnovers. They won the turnover battle in every game until the ACC title game against Clemson. To have a chance against the Badgers in the Orange Bowl, they need to get back on track, start forcing turnovers, and stop shooting themselves in the foot offensively.
Yeah, agreed. Pittsburgh pounded them with the run. And look, we both know Wisconsin can run it as well as any team in the Power Five. When I take a look at the point spread, again, I mentioned it earlier, point spread, numbers, and all the trends point to Wisconsin. The Badgers have covered 10 of their last 11 road games. Miami's covered only one of their last six bowl games. And they've had trouble with the Big Ten teams in the past. I'm going to go with Wisconsin here, but I'd like to get your thoughts, Coach.
I kind of like the Badgers also. It's hard to believe both of these teams were playing for a spot in the playoffs just a few weeks ago, and now they're kind of, you know, delegated to go down to the Orange Bowl and play. But I think that this has the potential to be a good game. However, I think if Wisconsin, if they stay committed to the run game and try and don't get too fancy, I think they will win. You go back and you look at the turnovers that Miami created defensively. Over three-quarters of those turnovers were created on interceptions or fumbles after a pass completion. I think that says it all. Miami's strong point is not stopping the run. I think that's what Wisconsin's going to have to do is establish the line of scrimmage and keep running the ball. If they do that, I think they win. If they try to get laissez-faire and start throwing the ball all over the place, which I don't know why in the world they would, that's just going to allow Miami to stay in the game.
Yeah, and look, not knocking the kid, but Hornibrook is not the best passer, you know, that we've seen in college football. He's had some bad games. He's made some bad throws. But why even throw it? I know sometimes you have to throw to set up the run and to keep the defense honest based off of things that you and other coaches have pointed out to me. But here's the thing. If Wisconsin is patient and hold on to the ball, I don't think playing in Miami is going to be a disadvantage because, again, we've talked about it in the past. The Miami fans, the community of Miami, they don't have that many alumni and fans that show up each and every week, but they show up to the big games, and I really don't think after Miami losing two games that the fans are going to come out and support them.
No, the closest thing that Miami had this year to the old-timey Orange Bowl crowds that they used to have when that place would just be rocking was the Notre Dame game. And, of course, they took care of business there. And then also Virginia Tech. But really, you got that old-time Miami Hurricane swagger feeling when they played Notre Dame. And I agree with you. I don't think they're going to show up in mass. I think this is going to be a very docile crowd, so to speak. I think they're going to be there just for the entertainment. I think that the crowd will start thinning out probably right about after the half, no matter who's winning, because as we both know, a large part of the Orange Bowl is the halftime festivities, and that has been something that has, it's just historically has been a huge part of the Orange Bowl. And, you know, when you have national championship games like they used to have in the Orange Bowl, yeah, people are staying around. But for two teams that were really runners-up in their own conference, I don't think the crowd's going to be a factor in this one way or the other.
Yeah, and I don't either. And the other thing is, earlier I mentioned that Wisconsin hasn't gotten respect out in Vegas all year, and that's because they don't do anything fancy. They just run the ball, you know, 3-4 yards, cloud of dust, and that's going to, I think that also will lend to your point that the crowd will leave early.
Right, and listen, all they've got to do is run the ball, and they should be able to take care of the Hurricanes. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Inside the Numbers.